Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Sunday, August 21st, Happy Resurrection Day, and I'm reading from the New International Version. We're picking up in the passage in Deuteronomy about blessings and curses in chapter 28, verses 55 through the end of the chapter in verse 68. You may remember that in this section, Moses is reminding the people that they must live in obedience to God's law. Deuteronomy 28, beginning in verse 58. If you do not carefully follow all the words of this law, which are written in this book, and do not revere this glorious and awesome name, the Lord your God, the Lord will send fearful plagues on you and your descendants, harsh and prolonged disasters, and severe and lingering illnesses. He will bring on you all the diseases of Egypt that you dreaded, and they will cling to you. The Lord will also bring on you every kind of sickness and disaster now recorded in this book of the law until you are destroyed. You who were as numerous as the stars in the sky will be left but few in number because you did not obey the Lord your God. Just as it pleased the Lord to make you prosper and increase in number, so it will please him to ruin and destroy you. You will be uprooted from the land you are entering to possess. Then the Lord will scatter you among all nations from one end of the earth to the other. There you will worship other gods, gods of wood and stone, which neither you nor your ancestors have known. Among these nations you will find no repose, no resting place for the sole of your feet. There the Lord will give you an anxious mind, eyes weary with longing and a despairing heart. You will live in constant suspense, filled with dread both night and day, never sure of your life. In the morning you will say, if only it were evening, and in the evening, if only it were morning, because of the terror that will fill your hearts and the sights that your eyes will see. The Lord will send you back in ships to Egypt on a journey I said you should never make again. There you will offer yourselves for sale to your enemies as male and female slaves. But no one will buy you. Let's move on over to the Psalms. Today we're reading Psalm 85. For the director of music of the sons of Korah, a psalm. You, Lord, showed favor to your land. You restored the fortunes of Jacob. You forgave the iniquity of your people and covered all their sins. You set aside all your wrath and turned from your fierce anger. Restore us again, God our Savior, and put away your displeasure toward us. Will you be angry with us forever? Will you prolong your anger through all generations? Will you not revive us again, that your people may rejoice in you? Show us your unfailing love, Lord, and grant us your salvation. I will listen to what God the Lord says. He promises peace to his people, his faithful servants. But let them not turn to folly. Surely his salvation is near those who fear him, that his glory may dwell in our land. Love and faithfulness meet together. Righteousness and peace kiss each other. Faithfulness springs forth from the earth, and righteousness looks down from heaven. The Lord will indeed give what is good, and our land will yield its harvest. Righteousness goes before him and prepares the way for his steps. I can't help remembering back when Jane Houth was a guest on the podcast. She talked about verse 10. She must have been reading Psalm 85 that day. Love and faithfulness meet together. Righteousness and peace kiss each other. And she talked about hearing a sermon where the pastor related that this is most clearly seen fulfilled in Christ our Lord, the place where righteousness and peace kiss each other. Our Lord came to bring righteousness and also to bring peace. Love and faithfulness meet together most fully in him. Now let's turn over to 2 Timothy. Today we're in 2 Timothy 2, verses 14 through 26. The title in my Bible says, Dealing with False Teachers, and it sounds reminiscent of 1 Timothy, where Paul is reminding Timothy that the church should not be a place of quarreling and godless chatter. Keep reminding God's people of these things. Warn them before God against quarreling about words. It is of no value and only ruins those who listen. Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a worker who does not need to be ashamed and who correctly handles the word of truth. Avoid godless chatter, because those who indulge in it will become more and more ungodly. Their teaching will spread like gangrene. Among them are Hymenaeus and Philetus, who have departed from the truth. They say that the resurrection has already taken place, and they destroy the faith of some. Nevertheless, God's solid foundation stands firm, sealed with this inscription, "The Lord knows those who are His," and "Everyone who confesses the name of the Lord must turn away from wickedness." In a large house, there are articles not only of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay. Some are for special purposes and some for common use. Those who cleanse themselves before the latter will be instruments for special purposes, made holy, useful to the master, and prepared to do any good work. Flee the evil desires of youth and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace, along with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. Don't have anything to do with foolish and stupid arguments, because you know they produce quarrels. And the Lord's servant must not be quarrelsome, but must be kind to everyone, able to teach, not resentful. Opponents must be gently instructed in the hope that God will grant them repentance, leading them to a knowledge of the truth, and that they will come to their senses and escape from the trap of the devil, who has taken them captive to do his will. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together here in 2 Timothy. Paul is giving a warning against godless chatter and quarreling. And here he instructs Timothy to teach his opponents gently. Did you catch that at the end? It says in verse 24, "And the Lord's servant must not be quarrelsome, but must be kind to everyone, able to teach and not resentful." As I think about resentfulness, that is something that we all must contend with. We will never be able to teach in a way that leads to repentance if we come to conversation with those whom we disagree with a desire to simply win an argument. Rather, we need to be a people who are gentle with one another. And as Paul reminds us, we should pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace, even with arguments, with opponents, those who are seeking to stir things up. And so as we pray today, I want to pray for you and for me, if we have opposition in our lives, that we would be a people who respond with grace, with generosity, and with peace. Will you pray with me? Father, thank you for this Sunday, our resurrection day that reminds us of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the one in whom righteousness and peace meet with a kiss. I'm so excited that we read that psalm on the same day that we're reading this in 2 Timothy about the idea of contending with opponents, and resentfulness can't be a part of that. We have to be a people of peace who move forward. Even if we are right, Lord, help us to be a people who walk in love and peace, and we call out with a pure heart to those whom we need to be reconciled with. I pray, Lord, for the workers of the gospel around the world today. I pray, Lord, that you would guard their hearts and you would help them, even if they are in situations where there is contentiousness in their churches. We pray, Lord, for our brothers and sisters who are being persecuted today. And we pray, Lord, for those who are in areas where they have not heard the gospel yet. Spark in us a desire to be a part of that type of work. We pray all of this in Christ's name. Amen.